Remember that the Israelis and the Takfiris, they all want to ignite a conflict in Lebanon. The civil war in Lebanon is between who and who, regardless. Between who and who, regardless of who this civil war is between, it serves Israel, clearly. And it also serves the goals of ISIS and the goals of all the Takfiris and the Takfiri groups in the region. Because that is their project, to destroy the countries, to destroy societies, destroy armies, destroy nations. This is what they are doing. The Lebanese achievement is that Lebanon and the Lebanese internal front was protected from going to this abyss. They insist on pushing Lebanon to this abyss. And so this must always be remembered, whatever be our pains, whatever be our analysis, whatever be the facts that may be revealed, we must act with such vigilance and with such confidence. Now, if they do want to drag the country to trouble, where can this take place? What's the most vulnerable way? We and the Palestinians, before there was the opening of a conference session to support the Intifada of Al-Quds, and I said at that time that there have been American and Israeli efforts for decades, even efforts by some Arab regimes and some Arab media outlets and some foreign media outlets, to transform the Palestinian people into an enemy, just as they are working on transforming Iran into an enemy. They are also working on transforming Palestinian people into an enemy for the Lebanese, for the Syrians, the Egyptians, Jordanians, the Kuwaitis, the Iraqis, etc. And they succeeded to certain extents. What happened a few days ago is within this context. We, our enemy, those who are killing us, those who are blowing themselves up, are the Palestinians, Palestinian people. This is a big and dangerous mistake. Let's assume now from what we know up until now, the two suicide bombers aren't Palestinians. But in the previous operations, there weren't Palestinians. There were Palestinians. Let's assume that some Palestinians were involved with these networks, with ISIS, Al-Qaeda, with Al-Nusra, with the Takfiri groups. There is no religious logic, nor any political logic, nor ethical logic, any humanitarian logic for us to come and hold the Palestinian people or the Palestinian refugee camps responsible for these crimes. Here we must speak in a responsible way. I know at these moments maybe there might be some anger. Some people might say, what is Sayyid saying? However, we have a day of judgment. We have historical responsibility and religious responsibility, ethical, national responsibility in this world, and we must rise above our pains and speak in a responsible way and act in a responsible way. So, just as we cautioned against this over the previous period, and once again, I underscore for the Lebanese in general, but especially for those who suffer from the pains, during all of the previous suicide bombers, in which unfortunately the Palestinians participated, the behavior was always logical, responsible. This is what it was before, and this behavior should continue in confronting any incident of such a kind in the future. Palestinian brothers in the refugee camps, also let's speak about the responsibility on the other side, especially the honorable factions. They are called upon to provide assistance as much as possible to take control of the situation in the refugee camps and monitor the Takfiri elements. Maybe there would be some Syrians and some other Arab nationals or other foreign nationals who might come to the camp and see the camp as a refuge and rent an apartment, and then their friends would come. The factions take responsibility first and foremost, because the Lebanese security services and the Lebanese army usually don't enter into the camp. The Palestinian factions, the people of the camp, who are our people, our brothers, our neighbors, our beloved, and their cause is our cause, and together we, over decades in this conflict with the Israeli brutal occupying enemy, we sacrificed thousands of tens of thousands of martyrs. We have the same pains, we share the same battle. And so today I address the people of the Palestinian refugee camps in Lebanon, to the men, women, the elderly, the young, the intellectuals, the officials. They should also assist in preventing a certain house or a certain location in the refugee camp, preventing it from becoming a base from where these suicide bombers could take action. Those bombers who insult our religion, our Prophet and our Islam, and who insult to a great level the sacred cause, the Palestinian cause and the Palestinian people. Of course, within this framework, when we have the spotlight placed on the refugee camps, we must also say and request from the Lebanese state to assist the factions and the Palestinian factions by taking a fair approach at the humanitarian level and regarding the natural rights of the Palestinian refugees, and not just to take security measures, meaning to help the Palestinian factions and our people in the camps in order to get rid of any groundwork that could help establishing a project for the Takfiris. Everything I said before about the Palestinians also applies to our Syrian brothers, the displaced Syrians who are in Lebanon. Here, of course, I speak according to religious and national and ethical and jihadist responsibility. When any incident occurs, even if it is revealed in the aftermath, or we assume during the incident that those who carried out these attacks are Syrians, this does not at all give the right or allow for any displaced Syrians to be targeted. Of course, the latest phase, the recent phase, was also very much disciplined and was at a high level of responsibility. However, I would like to underscore this issue. Those displaced Syrians who are here in Lebanon, many of them actually support our political stance and support the resistance and support the Axis and the Front which we belong to. And also many of them might not be involved, might have nothing to do with this conflict. They don't support ISIS or al-Nusra and the Takfiris, and they might not support the government, but they might also not support the performance of these brutal groups. Many of them might have nothing to do with this conflict in any way whatsoever. They just came to Lebanon for the sake of preserving their lives, their families and their children. Yes, of course, amongst those displaced, there might be some who support the Takfiri groups or the armed opposition groups. We cannot take all the displaced Syrians together because there is one group that might have a certain stance. This is the religious stance, the ethical stance, the humane stance, the national stance calls on us to take such an approach. And I know that this environment, our people, to a very high level, thank God, they have this culture and vigilance. It's now enshrined in them. However, just as I said about the Palestinian brothers, I'd like to address also the brothers, the displaced Syrians throughout the Lebanese territories. And I say, whatever be your political stance against the government, with the opposition, against the opposition, regardless, your presence in Lebanon and your interest and the interest of the Lebanese people, the interests of Lebanon, all of our interests require that you not allow any of these groups to take advantage of your stance or your sympathy or your presence or your homes or your presence in order to transform this presence into a base to carry out such terrorist and criminal attacks. And I call on all of the displaced to cooperate with the Lebanese army and the official security services and the other components of the Lebanese people when they have any suspicions, anything they want to say, which could prevent danger from being inflicted against any Lebanese or Syrians or Palestinians, against all those who could be targeted. Yesterday, in Burj al Barajna, there were Palestinian martyrs and wounded, Syrians who were also martyred and wounded. This terrorism which is killing is blind terrorism. It does not differentiate. It does not separate. It legitimizes killing its own people. And it finds justification, religious and legal justification for this. And also, once again, I address the Lebanese people and the supporters of resistance specifically. If it is uncovered that there are Lebanese amongst these terrorist networks who belong to a certain sect, as we see, there are some Lebanese in these networks who belong to the Sunni sect. Previously, in the previous operations, men and women who belong to the Sunni sect, who are Lebanese and involved in terrorist bombings, were arrested. Now, this network, which was apprehended now, we have Lebanese nationals belonging to the Sunni sect who are arrested in this network. This does not mean in any way whatsoever that anyone, because of his anger, should hold this honorable sect responsible or accuse this sect. No, this sect is above this accusation and this crime, and its religious clerics, its leaders, its parties, and its people, all of them expressed condemnation and denunciation and solidarity. And so what they want, the enemy wants to ignite a Sunni-Shia conflict, sedition in Lebanon. Before, what I said is that they're trying to ignite conflict between us and the Palestinians, between us and the displaced Syrians, between us and the Sunnis, by using Palestinians or Syrians or Sunni Lebanese. All of us, we all, in all the Lebanese areas, all of us who were targeted or who could be targeted by such criminal operations, we must be very cautious against the sectarian rhetoric and igniting sectarian feelings, because this serves the enemy and it does not serve the interest of the Lebanese people, nor does it serve the interest of our guests in Lebanon, Palestinians and Syrians and others. And of course, it also does harm to the souls of the martyrs. One last recommendation within the framework of this goal to all of the brothers, sisters, the young, especially those who are on the social media, I must draw their attention and caution them. There's always someone who is intervening and creating a problem from the smallest issue. Sometimes there is something small, they make it out into a Muslim-Christian problem, other times into a Sunni-Shia, other times they speak about a problem between Hezbollah and the Amal movement. All those who follow social media or write on the social media must be very cautious and realize that what is being written is being followed, and this leads to hatred and problems and tensions. It's not just television and radio and public stances. So they must act in a responsible way and write in a responsible way and confront them in a responsible way, and they must not allow, I repeat, despite the pains and the anger, they must not allow anyone who wants to serve Israel and the Takfiris, they must not allow such sites to infiltrate. The other supposed goal of such operations is to pressure the resistance, and specifically us, Hezbollah, as they say or allege, to withdraw from the battle against the Takfiris and especially ISIS in Syria or elsewhere. Anyway, in confronting this goal, they know very well that these kinds of bombings and killings will not benefit in any way whatsoever. It was and it will have results that will backfire, that will have the opposite effect. After the bombings in Ruwais, the first bombings in southern Beirut, I said we'll be more serious and more determined in this battle. That happened ever since the first bombing up until today. Today also, I want to say yes, this will bring about opposite results. If they assume that killing our men and women and children and destroying our homes and burning our marketplaces and what they did a few days ago, if they assume this could shake or weaken the will or determination or make us change our stance or our vision, they are mistaken. They are completely mistaken. This will increase our determination. And I say to you today, we on these fronts, especially in Syria, we fought ISIS and other groups on more than one front. After this operation, we will go and search for open fronts with ISIS so that our presence would be stronger and more firm, because this is how we are loyal to the souls of the martyrs who fell in the latest bombings. So that goal they want to achieve cannot be achieved in such a criminal way. Anyway, in the end of this point, before I approach the end of the speech, I'd like to say to all of those who are monitoring the events in Lebanon and the region and the world, ISIS specifically, all of the Takfiri groups, but especially ISIS, has no future. They have no future. They have no future in war or in peace, because their project is a project of killing and death and destruction. They have no agenda for a state or for life or for coexistence or of recognizing other sides or accepting others. They have no such mindset, even inside their own Takfiri school of thought. They have the elements of self-destruction. This is what we hear every day from what is happening between them. ISIS in war now, it's losing more territory. It lost in Iraq, it lost the Diyala province, which is a very large province, bigger than Lebanon by many times. It was under the control of ISIS, and as a result of the efforts of the Iraqi army and the popular mobilization groups and the Iraqi people, they forced it to leave Diyala. They forced ISIS to leave Salah ad-Din province, which is also bigger than Lebanon. And now the fighting is taking place in Anbar. Yesterday, the Kurdish forces were able to seize control of Sinjar city and force ISIS to withdraw. So in Iraq, ISIS is losing ground, and in Syria it lost positions, and it will lose more ground, God willing, in the future. Militarily in the war, ISIS has no future, and also in peace, ISIS has no future. All of those who supported ISIS and protected ISIS and took ISIS in, they were taking advantage of its stupidity in order to achieve their aims. And day by day, they discover what beast they have raised, what snake also they have raised. In peace, ISIS has no role in the political settlement in Vienna and elsewhere, in Iraq, in Syria, in Libya, in Yemen, in Egypt, in any country, even in Afghanistan, in any country where ISIS is present, or those who carry the ISIS ideology, they have no role in peace, and those who supported ISIS will abandon it. ISIS has no future, and this is a fight, this is a war which will end in victory and inflicting defeat on ISIS and its goals and its project. The last point which I want to reflect upon is that we must take advantage of the positive atmosphere that we witnessed in the country over the past few days, be it the calls for a legislative session or the nationalist, the noble nationalist stance expressed by all sides, except some small silly who live according to contradictions. The stance expressed against the terrorist operation, this positive atmosphere, this humanitarian solidarity, we must all focus on preserving such an atmosphere as long as possible. And I also call for taking advantage of this atmosphere to renew the call I made before the two terrorist bombings in Burj Al Barajna. What I said on Martyrs Day, I said then that we call for a comprehensive national settlement which includes the presidential post, the post of Prime Minister after electing a president and the formation of the next government and the parliament and the electoral law, because the electoral law is the real step on the path to rebuilding the state. It's not, as others said, that it's a new conference. It's a new conference to build the country with the current constitution, with the current laws that exist. Let the Lebanese sit down and reach an agreement on all of these issues and provisions. So there are some, I don't know how they read or how they understand Arabic. Anyway, I once again renew my call for such a settlement, and in such a way we can all cooperate to prevent our country or to take our country away from this current state of paralysis. We must not await the foreign sides, who will continue to be more preoccupied. For example, over the past few months and weeks, even the Europeans or some Arabs considered that France might be able to come to Lebanon and play a positive role and might have some time. However, look, you saw what happened with France. France is now preoccupied with itself, whereby its president can't even participate in the G20 summit. Anyway, the world is headed to being more preoccupied in its international and regional problems and the crises that are currently present. Anyway, we Lebanese, we must give and take. By such a way, we can put our country on its own two feet once again and fortify our country against all of these hurricanes. The Lebanese don't need, they are smart enough, they don't need any wisdom, and the leaders who can take the difficult decisions, as I said, as happened before, they can take these decisions despite all the difficulties in our country which we speak about. Despite all this, if we have will and a serious approach, yes, we can overcome this situation. In the end of the speech, once again, I express to the families of the martyrs, the wounded, and those whose private property was damaged, those who expressed patience and steadfastness, everything, for all your patience and everything you said, the stances you expressed and the high spirits you showed and the firmness and the loyalty. And this is what is expected of you. You are those who a few days ago were commemorating the atmosphere of Karbala, you who were always with Hussein and Zainab. This is what we expected from you, and this is what we saw. I express my thanks for your loyalty, for your love, and for your firmness, and God willing, this blood and these stances will only lead in this world and into the aftermath to more honor in this world and in the aftermath, and dignity also in this world and the aftermath. May God have mercy on the martyrs, and we pray that the wounded also are healed. And also we pray to God that we reach all the places whereby we will defeat those killers and criminals and brutal figures. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You've been watching the Secretary General of the resistance movement Hezbollah, Sayed Hassan Nasrallah, addressing mainly the Lebanese people. This, of course, following bombings that took place in Beirut a couple of days ago, and making sure that the Lebanese people be correct in identifying who is behind these terrorist attacks, talking about Daesh and the terrorist group and the terror that they have caused all over the world. He said, be very, very careful, just because this time around the suicide bombers were Palestinians, it does not mean that the Lebanese people should actually turn against the Palestinians or the Syrians, because there was a bomber that was also Syrian. Some of these individuals from the refugee camps inside of Lebanon. He said that this is also part of the plot by the enemies to divide the resistance, actually support for the Palestinian cause and for other cause. He said to make sure this is not an issue that Christians should be fighting Muslims in Lebanon or Sunnis against Shia, that all have to be united, and that the enemy is trying to use these events to divide the people. Of course, addressing those who have lost individuals, and said if it is very difficult to lose loved ones, but to make sure that they pinpoint the anger in the right direction, and to be vigilant and to be correct in the way they analyze the situation, and that it is their Islamic responsibility to make sure that they do not condemn others for what some has done. Doe, for example, the individual was Palestinian who blew himself up. They should not and cannot target other Palestinians. So that was Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah basically saying also to Daesh that they would be defeated, and they are being defeated right now in Iraq and Syria, and that hopefully very soon they will be totally defeated. That was Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, Secretary General of the resistance movement Hezbollah, addressing the Lebanese people, of course, this after the bombings that have taken place in Lebanon, and also dealing with the overall environment of terrorism, this after the Paris attacks, and for the people there to be vigilant and correctly identifying the enemy. That is it for us right now here at Press TV. But don't go away. I'll be back in several minutes with the news in brief. Stay tuned, please.